Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yes. Time at the top of the hour to do what?
Try to give away money.
Too much sauce. Oh, I see what the word is.
Took you that long, huh?
It did.
Slow buddy. Everybody got a slow buddy.
Time for your chance to win $1,000. I take no shame in that, by the way. Surprisingly.
Hell yeah, I'm the slow buddy.
That's right.
Time for your chance to win $1,000. 560 WQAM's training camp, 12 a days. Your chance to take home $1,000 12 times a day. Text the word sauce. Souse. Actually, I think souse is S-O-U-S, so you don't want to text that. Text the word sauce to 72881, and you are registered. S-A-U-C-E. Sauce. Text it to 72881. If you don't win this time, your next chance will be the top of the next hour. So 6 o'clock with Alex Dono. It's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. Text the word sauce to 72881. Started the show at 2 o'clock by reminding everybody 9 days till the Dolphins open training camp, which is exciting.
For sure. I'm honestly, I'm excited to see what the hell they're going to do. Tannehill gets back. Like, it's so many question marks that can start being answered here coming up.
My expectations are so low going into this season, I can't even begin to tell you. It even shocks me because that's not my personality.
No, not at all.
My default is pie in the sky guy. It's just not working for me with the Dolphins changes.
But what? It's Jarvis.
Jarvis. Remember, because I got into a text exchange with someone earlier in the show when I was talking about the Dolphins. I said he lost all of his key weapons, and someone texted back, just Jarvis. I said, no. The last time Ryan Tannehill was your quarterback, his offensive threat in the backfield was Jay Ajayi, and his offensive threat out wide was Jarvis Landry. Yeah. And he lost both those guys. The guys that Ryan Tannehill was playing with at his peak, his best year, it was Jay Ajayi in the backfield, and it was Jarvis Landry as his go-to receiver. He doesn't have either of those guys.
But their replacement, I can see why you question Albert Wilson and Danny Amendola. I question Danny Amendola because he's frail. But the backfield, with Frank Gore as that vet, Kalen Ballage coming in, and the biggest one is Kenyon Drake, who had the most rushing yards in the final five games of last season, I say we're better off than Jay Ajayi. Kenyon Drake can do more. Jay Ajayi can't catch. When I say can't catch, people are like, oh, he had 18 receptions. He is not a consistent out-the-backfield threat like a Kenyon Drake. I don't think we're that weaponless. As we were talking about today with some of the articles that were written, I don't believe we're that weaponless as a Miami Dolphin offense.
And I would go to the place that Ryan Tannehill had a couple of go-to weapons, and Jay Ajayi, to me, was one of the keys of that season. And I think it's going to be, like, the notion of just overcoming that, well, I'll put Kenyon Drake in there. Hey, we'll put Danny Amendola in there. Hey, let's go get Albert Wilson, sign him to a contract. I know he was the fifth option, but he'll be great here.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I don't know how you overcome that so well.
And the thing is, I think, and this is a calling out, but just as you're questioning him, he can't bring Tannehill back and try to go into that 60 passes a game stuff. Because you think about it, 2016, when I was talking about Tannehill's year, over 70% completion percentage, 93 QBR, all that stuff, that's the year that Jay Ajayi was running the ball well. So now you come back, you can't just say, hey, I'm not. And Adam Gase does not like to run the ball, but he can't bring Tannehill back without a run game. Tannehill's not Aaron Rodgers. So that's on Adam Gase to get some balance in the offense with Kenyon Drake, Frank Gore, Kalen Ballage, and now you sprinkle in, roll him out, move him around, use his athleticism like you were in 2016. It's a lot on Gase getting this offense going. But last time him and Tannehill were together, Hawk, they were succeeding.
But there were a lot of other pieces that are no longer there. And I just think it's convenient for those that, you know, love, and I love the Dolphins, but for those that love Ryan Tannehill and Adam Gase to say it doesn't matter if the pieces are different, that combination is successful. Like, yeah, I think there's more to it than that, which is why my expectations are low. Look, I hope I am so wrong that people are texting me into week 10, 11, 12, you're an idiot. Like, I hope. That would be great. That would mean the Dolphins are having a great season, which is what I want. I'm just telling you, my expectations are low. And Vegas's expectations are low. National publications' expectations are low. Anyone outside of like a 10-mile radius of here... The expectations are low.
And I think it has a lot to do with Tannehill. Not seeing him in 20 games, you just lose. Kind of, what have you done for me lately? But do you think it's fair? I don't even like to use the word fair. I tell my kids life's not fair. But is it fair for people to believe in a Sam Darnold or a Josh Allen more than Ryan Tannehill? That is a pipe dream to me.
I don't think it's unfair because you've got 6 years to go. Like, you're not being unfair to Ryan Tannehill if you say he's an average quarterback, that he's a 500 quarterback. He's a little under 500 for his career, but that's not being unfair. Sorry, that's a 6-year sample size. Like, that's as fair as you're going to get when it comes to professional sports. That's a pretty long period of time where you get to look at a player.
But to that point, and he's right, around, I think, 4 games off 500. He's right around 500. He is a 500 quarterback. Sam Darnold's a NAN quarterback.
But he
not
right,
one
but
game.
He, but he, and he could be Carson Wentz.
So Tannehill's going to get you 8 wins. You would bet on the thought that Sam Darnold is Carson Wentz over Tannehill coming back and doing what he's done his whole career.
It's not that I'd bet on it. It's just I know what Ryan Tannehill is. There's still a huge question mark as to what Sam Darnold is, what Josh Allen is, what Josh Rosen is.
Yeah.
Like, they're new. They could be anything. You don't know. And Ryan Tannehill, I know you only want to look at a 12-game sample size. I can't not look at the 6 years. I can't not do it.
Because you have to look at what he has with him. You always tell to put some context behind it. When him and Gase were together, I go off that. I go off a real offensive coordinator. I go off a person that knows football. The guys that are here before, they're not good coaches. Look at where they went after here. So that's why I shortened it down to those 12 games, because it's the Tannehill Gase. We got to find one of these names. Like Brangelina. I got to find me a Tannehill Gase name.
What is the Tannehill Gase name?
Gase Hill.
Can we be more creative than that?
Tannehill Gase
is good, too.
I like Tannehill Gase.
Think about this for a second. What is the Brangelina name for Ryan Tannehill and Adam Gase?
Rice. You want to do first names. We're doing
Valero, you got your swings, okay?
I'm done?
Yeah, you got your swings.
Okay.
What is
you
the
got
combination? Because we could make something out of this. This would be ours.
Yes.
Boy, look at the water that they are trying to sweep out of the dugouts there at the All-Star game tonight. It is going to be...
It looks sunny now, though.
No, man, you should see how much water is on the field. Wait till they show you another view.
Now, that's selfish because those players have a half a season to play. What if they go out there and slip and hurt their damn self?
It is one of the concerns tonight, honestly. Like, I saw somebody tweeting about Manny Machado at short. Like, hey, you're going to put him out there in that kind of field conditions? Like, don't do that.
They actually held him out because they were trying to trade him. And the skipper said, yeah, weeks ago he would have played, not tonight.
Gannehill?
I don't like Gannehill.
No.
There's too many letters of, like, Tannehill.
Too much Tannehill, yeah. Not enough Gase. All right.
Gase is four damn letters. Gase is going to be in there. We got full Gase.
Four letters on each side, man. Gase Hill.
Gase Hill. No.
Well, when we get this name, I'm betting on Tanner Gase. I'm not just betting on Tanner Hill. I'm betting on Tanner Gase. Honestly, I know we're making a joke of it, but my thought is the Tanner Gase is going to be where they were 2016. He was Tanner Hill his first 3 years. His fourth year, he became Tanner Gase.
Rye Adam Tanner Gase.
A little wordy.
Ryad Tanner Gase. Tanner Ryad Gase.
We don't need a middle name. It's just usually one smooth. You get the concept of these? Like, it's supposed to be something smooth and quick. Rye Tanner Rilla Hill Lauren Gase.
Adam Gase T. Hill.
It's just too long.
It is?
You just said their names.
Adam Gase Ryan T. Hill. Oh, I shortened it. Adam Gase Ryan T. Hill.
Took out three letters.
G. Hill.
G. Hill.
Texted that one.
All right.
Oh. I believe in that guy.
Keep texting him in, 560-22.
Now, when I make it that guy?
Ryam. R-Yam.
Or Rydam.
Grayson.
Grayson?
I'm reading them as they come in.
Who's named Gray?
I don't know. R-Gizzle.
Here you go.
That's the winner.
Here it goes. He still thanks to Izzle Shizzle.
Ride Dam, a.k.a. Ride'em.
That's provocative.
Adda Hill. Ad Ryan.
That man.
This is stupid. Stop it. Well, how does that equal Gase and Tannehill? I'm not...
Maybe a word scramble?
I'm missing it. Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah,
It's a word scramble. Anagram. But Tannays, pronounced like mayonnaise. I says Tannays.
That's who I'm attaching.
Mark this down as my favorite segment of the week.
That's who I'm attaching my train to.
To Grayson?
I don't like that one. I'll say Tanner Gase. I believe in Tanner Gase. You can evaluate Tannehill for 6 years. I can evaluate Tanner Gase for 12 games, and that's what I'm going to evaluate.
We're going to bring on Steve Goldstein and get his opinion on Tanner Gase. Steve Goldstein from CBS4. I actually wanted to bring him on to talk about some Miami Heat stuff because he went to Syracuse, and so he's familiar, obviously, with Carmelo, and then he's a huge Knicks fan. So he watched Carmelo for a lot of years, and I was curious what Goldie's thought was on Carmelo maybe coming to the Heat. I know that's kind of cooled off. But
he still hadn't signed, though.
If we don't bring Goldie on to talk about this, it's going to be more... nicknames for Gase and Tannehill, and well, you see how that ended up. Adga Hill.
Huh.
Coleslaw, someone suggests. Can we just call the two guys Coleslaw?
Cole or cold?
Hill Gase.
Gacy Hill. We gotta have some more syllables.
All right. We'll try to figure it out. Steve Goldstein's going to join us next. We'll talk some Miami Heat and Carmelo Anthony and some other sports nonsense with him as we wind our way through the summer doldrums to Dolphins practice just 9 days away. Tannehill's going to spread some something on the sandwich that is the NFL. What?
When we figure the name out, I'm going to get a necklace with it on there. And I'm going to go to Beverly's Custom Design Studio to get it done.
What a great idea.
See what I'm saying? Guys, they say people are buying diamonds off the internet. It is a precious stone. How can you look at a computer screen and figure out how beautiful and clear that diamond is? I'm going to help you out. Go down to Beverly's. Let their diamond experts make it easy for you. Beverly's already carries one of the largest selection of GIA-certified diamonds in the country, and they also carry the cutting-edge technology of lab-grown diamonds, which are identical to mine diamonds in every way, except they're approximately 30 to 50% less expensive. Whichever you choose, the lab diamond or the mine diamond, you get the Beverly's low price guarantee, which is you will not find the same diamond for less anywhere. Do your research. Trust me, I'm a Beverly's customer. You can go around. You're always going to find the best price at Beverly's, the most beautiful stones and the best selection, like their selection of diamond engagement rings that are awesome. Hey, buddy, go get your ring. She's going to leave you somebody better. You're not the bee's knees. Get you an engagement ring from Beverly's and lock her in. And my favorite part, I wasn't messing around about that necklace. Their custom design studio at Beverly's, they can make whatever. You can draw a picture of a necklace, a ring, an anklet that you like, and they will make it for you. They will create your dream ring or any piece of jewelry that you can come up with. You got to visit a Fort Lauderdale or Pembroke Pines location or go online at bevjewelers.com. Beverly's Jewelers, for over 50 years, where South Florida gets engaged.
We're heading out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline here. This is maybe the hardest working man in all of sports media.
My role model.
This dude, he does not stop working.
At 18 W-2s.
He 18 W-2s, and that's just this week. Steve Goldstein, of course, during Panther season, he is the television play-by-play voice for the Panthers on Fox Sports Florida. But you can watch him on CBS4. He does the sports, as he's doing this week. Got a great hockey podcast called Goldie on Ice, which everyone should check out. And he's doing a lot of tennis as well. What do we got on the tennis channel this weekend, Goldie?
Yeah, 10:30 on Sunday. Actually, a great tournament. It's the girls 18, so the older, you know, girls, clay court championship match. And actually, there's a number of players. They're playing all this week. Number of players from the South Florida area, ages, you know, 15 to 17, playing in that tournament. So Sunday morning on the Tennis Channel at 10:30, you can catch that.
There you go. Goldie, I'm telling you, hardest working man in all of sports media.
Give me a bottle of what you drink every morning, Goldie.
How do you keep it going, man? You got to be working from sun up till sundown.
You know, we call it work, but here's the thing, and you guys, you know, in hockey, you certainly know this, Crowder, you know, you played in the NFL and then the media thing afterwards, but this is what we wanted to do since we're little kids. So we say work, but I mean, it is work, but I mean, you're flying me into Charleston to, you know, do a tennis match on Sunday morning. I enjoy that. So yes, it is work, but, you know, it's what we've always dreamed of doing, and you feel like the moment you say no, they'll just go to the next guy, and then you'll be finished. So I actually enjoy doing it. I'll be at CBS tonight, you know, after the 6 o'clock news, watch the All-Star games, the 11 o'clock sports. Like, you know, what's so bad, right?
Yeah, I actually, when I said you work from sunup till sundown, I actually cringed when I said that because I'm like, there's people listening right now that are actually working, that actually are laboring from sun up till sundown.
When people exactly say, do what point, you love like and get paid for it. Every time somebody says that, somebody starts cussing.
That's right.
We talk about this between fellow media guys, right? Don't we always say, hey, if he's working for a living.
Yeah, no. I mean, 100%. So I take it all back. Goldie does nothing. He's a lazy bum. The reason I had actually texted you last week to come on, but I'm glad you had some time today. You know, the Carmelo to Miami Heat heated up a little bit last week. It seems to have cooled off. Seems like he's leaning more towards Houston. You, being a Knicks fan, though, I thought you could bring some actual expertise in this question. Should Miami Heat fans covet Carmelo Anthony for next season?
You know, at this point, I really don't think there's a reason to. First of all, he wants to go somewhere and win. You know, he's done all the personal stuff. Hopefully he's can contribute to a winning team. And I love him because he brought, you know, the championship to Syracuse, one and done there. You know, but that one year they won it all, and it's the only one, you know, that Syracuse has won, amazingly. So I got a special soft spot in my heart for him. But the way he plays the game, kind of the black hole that he's become when you give him the ball, you don't get it back. And, yeah, he had some big games for the Knicks, but as a team – and a guy that's a leader on a team and being the key guy on a team, no one's going to win with him being that. So I don't think Heat fans should, you know, he's not going to come to Miami. I don't think, personally, it's a lot lost. I think for him going to a good team, if he kind of modifies the way he thinks about it, which a lot of players do later in their career, he's already got all the points and all the personal accolades. If he wants to try and win, Houston would be a good spot, and hopefully he adjusts his game to be a more of a team player.
See, my thought on that, and Crowder and I talked about it a lot last week, but my thought on it was, hey, he tried that in Oklahoma City. He was the third option, didn't work. Mm. He'd be doing the same thing in Houston. I think he's got an easier path to the playoffs. They're not going to win a championship, but I think he's got an easier path to the playoffs in the East with the Miami Heat. And I think he'd be able to play his game. I think he'd be able to get the number of shots that he wants, because I don't think there's a better scorer on the Heat roster right now than Carmelo Anthony.
Oh, I would agree with that. He'll score plenty. What the shooting percentage is on a game-to-game basis, that's another debate. That's a great point that he did try to fit in last year. But I think if he does that again, I just think Houston, you know, fits his style more. I mean, there's so many guys on that team that get, you know, wide open looks that can kind of just hang around and shoot. And if he's okay doing that and not backing guys in all the time and having the ball in his hands, I think he could probably be more effective. And, you know, as decent a team as Oklahoma City was, and, you know, Westbrook's obviously a great player, Houston is flat out loaded. I mean, Houston had Golden State by the you-know-watch and kind of, you know, pulled the old Dennis Green. Remember that press conference? We let him off the hook. We had him, and they kind of let him off the hook a little bit. So I think it's better for him personally going there to Houston. But I would agree, if he came to the Heat, he would be, you know, if the game's tied with a minute left, yeah, putting the ball in his hands, better than anybody else on the Heat roster. I would agree with that, but I still don't think he would be a big, big, big difference maker.
And to that point, Goldie, about the Heat, like, what are we protecting? What are we preserving? We're not really that good. Like, Jay Rich, Bam, Justice Winslow might be something, but, like, Hawk talked me into it with Melo. Just bring some excitement down here, because we're not competing right now.
Well, that's the other side of it. Now, LeBron's gone from the East, so everybody's got to feel that the door is open. That said, Philly, Boston, Toronto, obviously all more talented, better teams than the Heat, and it would be a huge upset to beat one of them in the playoffs, and likely they'd have to beat two of those teams in the playoffs, you know, in order to get to the NBA Finals. But, you know, that door is slightly open now that LeBron, who – you know, makes it every single year, basically, that he's in the Eastern Conference, is now out West. Now, we're talking about two different things. We're talking about trying to help you win and win big, long, you know, long-term as far as a season, a deep playoff run. I don't think Carmelo is the guy. Now, you just want to talk about, instead of winning 45 games and kind of slugging through it and not overly excited, bringing a guy that, hey, could at any time hit for 40? Yes, Carmelo would definitely add to the excitement level. I just don't know if he adds to the overall win total on this team.
Steve Goldstein, Goldie, is with us. All that being said, because I think they do need some excitement, certainly we don't even know if Dwayne Wade is coming back, but they do need some excitement. Did you see yesterday that the Palm Beach Post is no longer going to have a Heat beat reporter?
You know, I did see that, and, you know, I think, you know, look, they don't have the Panthers anymore. You know, Brian Begain did a great job for years, used to travel. They cut that a few years ago. I think it's more, in my personal opinion, a sign of the media and newspaper business, how things have changed. You know, the younger generation and even older generation, but more younger, does not read the actual newspaper. You know, you go online, you find a link, and you're done. So, and, you know, Palm Beach is becoming such a big market that Miami's pretty far. So I don't know, Hawk, if it's – maybe I'm wrong – I don't know if it's more of a sign of the times as far as the way people consume their information is changing as much as it is, you know, team performance for the Heat,
well,
and there's no longer superstars.
I don't think it has I think there's probably a couple things at play there, because I was saying yesterday when I saw the news at the radio station here, you know, we used to have a reporter that would be at every Marlins game and every Panthers game and every Panthers practice and every Marlins practice, and you know, we don't do that anymore. And so I understand budgetary cutbacks, but the Palm Beach Post, they're kind of telegraphing it, I think. They've got a beat reporter for the Miami Dolphins, they've got a beat reporter for the Miami Hurricanes. I think they're kind of telegraphing as to there's not enough excitement about the Miami Heat, because I would submit to you, even if they got Kawhi Leonard this season, the Palm Beach Post would have a beat reporter for the Palm Beach Post.
Interesting. If they got Kawhi Leonard, you may make the case that they're an Eastern Conference contender. So the point you bring up about, you know, the two football teams is a legitimate one. The one thing I would say, and I don't know how many people, I'm not an expert on it, but in Palm Beach County, remember, you know, we talk about part of South Florida's market, you know, South Palm Beach, you're talking about Boca and those areas, but you start going north of West Palm Beach, I mean, that's still Palm Beach County, and I'm not sure how many people are Heat fans up there or NBA fans. You know, I do see where the Dolphins are kind of a regional team. You can almost cover the Dolphins, you know, as far north as, I don't even know, up towards the Orlando area, you know, and I think people are Dolphin fans. And it may be the same with the Canes, I'm not sure. So you're probably right, there is something to it. You know, there's no superstar players anymore. You're talking about a 15-year period, basically, where you either had one of the most exciting players in the game or one of the top three or five players, I think, in the game, basically consistently on this Heat team for like 10 to 15 years between Wade and Shaq and LeBron and all that stuff. And now, obviously, you don't have it, and there's kind of a malaise about the roster. I definitely agree with that.
Yeah. Steve Goldstein is with us. Hey, so you're going to be covering, interviewing some of the guys from the Big Three. Big Three basketball tournament is Friday at the American Airlines Arena. So who's coming back? Chris Anderson, Birdman will be here, right?
Yeah, Birdman's going to be here. Gary Payton, I think, is the coach. Yeah. I'm going to do some interviews down there at CBS, at TV, and run them. I believe Ice Cube. I mean, that's going to be a thrill for me. I got to do a little homework on interviewing Ice Cube. And Michael Rappaport, you know, I love that guy. He does, I think he's the sideline reporter for the games when they're on TV. So a few of those guys, back in Miami. And I guess this three-on-three league, I mean, I watch some of it on TV. They don't open the upper decks, I don't think, in these arenas. But downstairs, it looks pretty crowded. I think there's like 5,000 to 8,000 people at these games.
To that point, Gold, I was going to ask you, like, the business longevity of the Big Three. Am I taking my son to Big Three games in 10 years?
That's a great question. You might be, and here's why, Crowder. First of all, it's, it's kind of a fun game. And second of all, I don't want to use every guy as a superstar, but you know every guy. So, you know, in 10 years, if the wave of players that are now in the NBA decide to go ahead and do it, a lot of them are fan favorites and stuff, and your kid remembers those guys when he was growing up and playing and they're still playing ball, you probably would go. I mean, I look at some of the guys. I've seen a couple of those games on TV, and I'm like, wow, that guy's – that's kind of cool, and it's a little bit fun. So I actually think that concept has a little bit of a chance to keep the traction as long as the NBA players continue to do what they've done, and they've done a very good job at it, at selling their personalities and being on social media. People continue to follow these guys and are actually interested in them.
And the fact that it tours different cities every season. You know, if you tried to have a team in a city, I think it would lose a lot of its luster quickly. But I think because it tours, it's a better business model. Steve Goldstein, follow him on Twitter at Goldie on Ice. Check out his podcast, Goldie on Ice. Watch him on CBS4 tonight and all week long. See him on the Tennis Channel this weekend. And when Panther season rolls around, you'll watch him on Fox Sports Florida.
I saw him on QVC the other night.
He was peddling some Capodimonte figurines. All right. See you, Goldie.
You know, there's a lovely Channing Crowder bobblehead. We've only got 20 of them. They're limited edition. So call now. They're $8.99 each. Get them. See how you do it.
Man could do anything. See you, Goldie.
See you, guys.
Steve Goldstein there. We'll take a quick break here. We'll come right back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.